First, the headline. A Matalako three-pointer with 3 seconds to go gave the Princeton Tigers a very improbable 70-69 victory against the Furman Paladins at Jadwin Gym this afternoon. The Tigers at 8-0 are off to their best start since 1966-67 when former AD Gary Walters and center Chris Tomford graced the cover of Sports Illustrated. When I say improbable, consider that the Tigers jacked up 31 three-point attempts and made only 4. Furman had a 2-point lead at the half and held on to it for over 18 minutes in the second period. Furman extended the lead to 11 at 65-54 with just over 4 minutes to go. A large home crowd gathered to celebrate the unfurling of the Tigers' Sweet 16 banner in the Jadwin rafters. When Olako canned the go-ahead bucket, the raucous crowd exploded in glee. It was the senior captain's second game-winning three at Jadwin, the first coming nearly 2 years ago against Cornell. The game's final 24 seconds undoubtedly left the Paladin coaches and players scratching their heads. Trailing 69-67, Princeton's Xavion Lee missed a three-pointer. He grabbed his own rebound and fed Blake Peters, who then missed his 10th three-point shot. Zach Martini got another offensive rebound, hitting Lee with a nice pass. The sophomore failed to convert at the rim, however. Caden Pierce to the rescue. He grabbed another rebound, his 15th of the game, and found Olako for the game winner. The Tigers got major contributions from Pierce, who had 15 rebounds to go along with his 22 points. Another double-double for the sophomore. Princeton is 14-1 when he grabs double-digit rebounds. The other star sophomore and current Ivy Player of the Week, Xavion Lee, led all scorers with 24 points. Captain Olako chipped in with 13, including the game winner. Furman threw a very stout defense against the Tigers, forcing a lot of shots that were less than ideal. 4-for-31 from deep tells you all you need to know on that score. What kept Princeton in this game and eventually turned the tide was its own defense. Trailing in the middle of the second half, Henderson switched to a 1-3-1 zone to try to make something happen. He did. In all, the Tigers had only 6 turnovers, while Furman had 19. Princeton made 28 points from Furman turnovers while giving up only 2 from its own. Another interesting stat, the Tigers attempted 16 more shots than did Furman, but made 1 fewer. This is a game we might look back on as the difference between a good season and a great one. Princeton's next 2 games are likely to be very stern tests. The Drexel Dragons come to Jadwin on Tuesday night. The Tigers then go to Philadelphia to play St. Joe's next Sunday.